If somebody's waiting for you and asks, will you be ready soon, you might say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
All right. If you know you're on the road, but you're not sure of the distance, you might ask, how
far is it?
If you're pointing out something nearby and you really just wanted me to turn around and put my attention on something, you might say,
look.
Mm-hmm. You want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you do that?
How often?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If you agree with somebody when he says, I'm not going to do that, you would say, me blank or blank am I?
When you say, I'm not going to do something?
Mm-hmm. You might say, me.
Not me.
Well, meaning, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do that. He's not going to do it, and I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to do that thing, or?
Would you say either or either or neither or neither or?
I'm not going to do it either.
Okay, would you say me neither or neither am I?
You know, we're very lax, so many of us, and I guess I speak for myself, that we say things one way one time, mm-hmm. and we say it.
Yeah, I know.
I think depending on the situation or the time, or I might say one thing to you and something to mm-hmm. somebody else. And so we do mix things around quite frequently.
So what might you say in that situation?
I'm not going to do it either.
Mm-hmm. You seem to be not wanting to say neither. Do you think you don't use neither?
Or neither am I.
Okay, you might say that. This is parts of the body, and this is just for pronunciation. This part of your head is called? You have a pain in your
head.
Well,
my temple.
F-O-R-E.
Forehead.
Okay. And then this stuff is your
hair.
And on a man, this would be his
a bed.
And this is your
ear.
Which one?
Right ear, left ear.
Okay. You know, the tape doesn't know whether you said it right
That's
or not.
Right.
Let's see. If somebody's mumbling, you say, take the chewing gum out of your
mouth.
And you got a chicken bone stuck in his
neck.
Well,
throat.
And you wear a tie around your
neck.
And this thing that sticks out in front is the
Adam's apple.
Does the word goozle mean anything to you?
Yes, I haven't heard that in a long, long time.
What's a goozle?
I think some people who just wanted to be different and who wanted to say something different
mm-hmm.
Would come up with new names or new
mm-hmm.
ideas of things.
Well, is it the Adam's apple or is it the throat or what?
It's the Adam's apple.
Okay. You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
And he needs to fill one.
In front, one tooth.
Mm-hmm. And the flesh around the teeth.
The gums.
And this part of your hand.
The palm.
He got mad and doubled up both.
Fist.
And he shook one.
One fist.
Any place where you bend on your body is a...
Elbow, or a
general name for any of them.
Oh, my goodness.
You stiff in the...
Knee, or the joints.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of a man's body is his...
Torso.
Or his...
Chest.
Mm-hmm. And he has broad...
Shoulders.
And this is a... The whole thing.
Hand.
And you have two.
Hands.
And this is your.
Leg.
And this is your.
Feet.
And one.
Toe.
Well, the whole thing.
One foot.
Mm-hmm. And this part in the front that bruises.
The, it's not the calf, that's,
It's a calf in the back.
Yeah,
in the
back, the bone on the front there, what do you call that?
You say, I bruised my.
Leg.
My.
Yeah. Shin.
Mm-hmm. And if you got down like this, you say you're getting down on your...
All fours.
Well, you're not on all fours.
Well, you're on...
You're squatting down on this back part of your thigh, which you would call...
Yeah. Oh, boy. Lost my words.
Well, what would you call it, getting down like that?
Squatting.
Okay. Would you ever say hunkering?
No, never have
all
used
right.
that.
Would you say haunches for that? Some people do.
Yeah, get down on your haunches, or you're down on your haunches.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say hunkers?